Joining us on the line, we've got 11-year-old Jenna Jihad. She's known as Palestine's youngest journalist. She's on a visit to South Africa as part of the Shamsan Kids Tour, which is a South African-born collaborative between young Palestinian human rights activists and various local South African activists and contributors. Jenna, salamu alaikum. Welcome. How you been?
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much. I'm good.
First of all, tell us, you know, what's it like being in South Africa? What's your visit been like so far? And obviously, you're still doing a little bit of touring of the city. What have you seen so far?
I've seen a lot of things like the Apartheid Museum and other museums. And a lot of places that was so cute that showed how were South African people living on against apartheid, and how children and students was killed, and how they're living like Palestinian, how they were living like Palestinians living right now.
Why are you in South Africa? Why are you visiting our country?
I'm right now in South Africa to learn more about South Africa, because we can say that it is the only country who felt our feeling and who they're supporting us a lot, and also to send the message of Palestine to South African people and to show them more of the truth, and also to see their history, to learn their history, and to know more about it.
That sounds fascinating. Now, let's talk a bit about you, Jenna. You live in the village of Nabi Salih in the occupied West Bank. You are exposed to Israeli occupation on a daily basis. What is it that you as a young person see every day in the occupied West Bank?
Every day, let's say mostly, there is a checkpoint on the entrance of Nabi Salih that could sometimes don't let us go to our schools for weeks, for days. And we always sometimes when I saw my Uncle Rishdi and my friends getting killed near my eyes, we always see that. We always seeing children is burning by settlers. We always see the apartheid against people and the racism that Israeli occupation shows it to the Palestinian people, and how there's always the occupation don't let us do everything and control our dreams, and they're trying to kill every child and to kill this generation that might be the generation who could make Palestine free.
Yes. Now, how does that make you feel as a young person? I mean, how do other children feel? Do they feel despondent? Are they sad? Or do they feel still very positive that they are able to make a difference in the society that they live in?
I feel a lot of things. First of it is sad, because there's a lot of children is getting killed. There's a lot of children who is not living their childhood. Second, I'm feeling happy, because we are trying to get our land back. We're doing everything to get our land back, and we're fighting for it. Third thing is scared, because I'm always scared to lose somebody I love. I'm always scared to get killed, to lose myself, to get arrested, to get injured. And I'm always also excited to know my future and to learn about the past by reading and everything.
Can I ask, how are Palestinian children still able to be children, to be able to play and to, have fun and to do things that children do living amidst all of this?
Palestinian children, because they're always seeing martyrs or blood in the street checkpoints, so they have to fight to make this this thing end. So by fighting, they have to get more experience and get more things that it's bigger than their age. So, but from those experience and everything, they cannot live their childhood under that occupation, who's always killing this childhood, trying to get it out of those children by, while playing, they always come and throw gas canisters and bullets and live munitions on us. But when we go to the mountain play, we hear gas canisters and we hear everything. And they try to, kill everybody and let us live under war and forget that we are children because of this occupation.
Yes. Let us turn to your journalism work. Now, I got to say that I'm one of your biggest fans. I follow you on Facebook. And I think I even messaged you one time to say, please let me interview one time. So very happy to be interviewing you today. What inspired you to be a journalist? Where did this inspiration come from?
Actually, there's a lot of things, but first thing is that I saw a lot of journalists, there's not enough journalists to cover the things that happened in Palestine, and when my friend Mustafa had been killed, and my uncle Rusia had been killed, and my friend Sarah had been killed. And also, so of that, when I was small, I also wanted to become a journalist. So I said to myself, why to not be that journalist who covered that thing and be the voice of Palestinian children who can send their message to the whole world? Yeah. And second thing, when I saw Oprah Winfrey following her dreams, even when she was black and there was racism and apartheid those days in the U.S. Because they didn't like black people.
Yes.
So she was an African-American, so they was always, when they see her, start laughing at her. But she right now she followed her dreams and make everything she want become true. And she's now one of the richest people on women in the world, and yeah, that what she wanted to become.
Yeah. And how do you go about documenting your stories? How do you capture everything that you see?
I document everything by my phone or my camera. When I use my camera and sometimes my phone, I just open the video and start speaking what am I seeing in front of me.
And are you scared of being a journalist? Because in any war or conflict situation, journalists are, placed at severe risk. Yeah.
Of course I'm afraid, because, to lose myself, to lose somebody that I love,
yeah,
to get arrested, to get injured. Yeah, of course.
Wow. So
But of course everybody has a fear, but we don't. We have to let this fear not to control us. We have to control our fear.
Mm. Is there any particular advantage of being a child journalist in the occupied territories? Is there any advantage to that?
Of course.
Yeah. How so?
A lot of things that happen when, one day, I went, it was a demonstration.
Yes.
So we went to we were trying to return the land that was stolen. So we went down and then settlers came to us and started hitting me on my leg with guns and started pushing me. So I couldn't walk on my leg for about 4 days. And soldiers started to shoot at us, gas canisters, live munitions, and protect the settlers who was trying to kick us and push us. And I was documenting everything, and I was also, afraid in the same time. And I was, I don't know what am I gonna do.
Wow. I don't think we could ever fully understand what you have to go through every day. You're such a brave and fearless young lady. What is it that you want, if you were to leave a message with South Africans, what is it that you want people in South Africa to know about what's going on in Palestine?
I would tell them that let's put hand to hand with the whole world to make this world a world of peace, a world of love, a world of equality and justice without killing, without arresting, without being injured. And the thing that you heard, just tell your friends, and your friends could tell their friends, and their friends could tell their friends, so it could go to the whole community, and the whole community could know the truth and believe, and that the bullet that doesn't kill you, it could give you more strongness. And if you want to become a journalist, you have to believe that your camera is your weapon. And it's also stronger than the weapon because it shows the truth. And you have to also read about everything and try to let everybody know the truth. Because, as I said, we want this world a world of peace and love and equality. And those crazy people who always love killing and risking and love war, we want them to go out of our planet. And just because our planet is for people who love equality and justice.
That is such very powerful and deep words. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much.
Jenna, before you go, I remember at the launch of the Shamsan calendar, I saw one of your beautiful artworks. What was it like being part of this project?
It's so, I feel so happy because there's some people who's feeling what we're feeling, who's trying to document everything that happens. There's some people in this world who have, like, humanity, not like most of the world, trying to stand with the occupation and war, and that's so good feeling.
All right. And then lastly, one more thing, Jenna. I mean, like you said, all Palestinian children have dreams. What are your dreams and what are your aspirations?
Actually, I have a lot of dreams, but my first and biggest dream is to make Palestine free because, like, it's my homeland. Second dream is to make this world a world of peace and love and equality. Third dream is to become three things. First thing, a journalist. Like, in the future, when I become a journalist, of course, Palestine will be free, so I will document the suffering of the children who suffer. If Palestine would be free, not all of the world could be free, so I will document the suffering of other children and help them. Second thing, I will be a football player because I want to raise the name of Palestine more and more and tell the whole world that we could follow our dreams even if there was an occupation in the land of peace that never saw peace before.
Wow.
Third thing.
Yes, go on.
Third thing is to become a fashion designer, to design more of the traditional Palestinian dresses and to make it the new fashion in those years.
Jenna, that's such a long list. I thought you were going to go on and on. But you are absolutely ambitious. You're such a go-getter. And I have no doubt that you're going to make that happen. I have no doubt because you're an absolute inspiration. And you're definitely going to make Palestine proud.
Thank you very much.
Jenna, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on an international television station one day soon.
Thank you very much.
And you will definitely make Palestine proud. Thank you. And we look forward to meeting you in Cape Town.
You're welcome.